keenly if we have started with some other things, you know, and we hold you. We spoke very fast. We projected our thought to Esther, and she interpreted it rapidly. In other words, we held you for several minutes in the vicinity of the vibration that is truly you. And in doing so, we warmed you up, meaning we brought you, through your willingness to listen, closer and closer and closer into vibrational alignment with who you are. And so we are submitting that you were closer to vibrational alignment today as you took your run around the deck than you were that day. And by warming up, we're not talking about the temperature in the air. We're talking about the vibrational alignment. And so it's that difference that we're wanting you to think back on. In other words, you ran that day. It was very cold, but you ran anyway because...
because it's part of training, just getting ready for future event.
So what you just told us when we said, why do you run? You said, I run because I like to, except when it's 20 degrees outside, and then I run because I should. I run because it's part of training.
So I could have gone indoors.
I run because I said I would. I run because I should. I run because I don't want to slip behind. I run because, you see what we're getting at?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so without even realizing it, you said a little bit of obliviousness. Without even realizing it, you were not a vibrational mat. You weren't in vibrational alignment on that day. And the warming up, of course, it's nice to get your body moving and get all your juices flowing. Esther loves watching Lovable Cat because she never jumps down from her basket and just eagerly jumps right into her life experience. She always ponders for a moment. It's as if she's thinking, let's see, I should get the whole of me all in this body before I begin romping around and climbing trees. And so she always goes through this ritual where she stretches. It's really remarkable to watch. Sometimes she stretches in different ways than others. It sort of depends upon what she's inspired to do. But she always brings herself into mental, not physical, mental alignment. She comes back into her physical little cat body, and we suggest you do the same.
So just almost do a little bit of an emotional journey. I'm going to prepare myself to go out and do this.
Why am I running today? Am I running because I need to or because I want to? Am I running because I should or because it's something that I like to do? It's going to be cold out there. Is that going to feel good to me? Well, maybe not. Well, maybe it doesn't matter. I always dress warm. There's nothing I like better than being out in this crisp air. I like feeling my balance. I love the agility of my body. I like the feeling of running under all conditions. And there's nothing different about this condition. In other words, you bring yourself mentally into alignment so that you get all of the energy moving through your body and all of the blood and oxygen moving through your body. And then it's pre-paving. It's pre-paving. Everything that you can do mentally before you take action makes the action part of it then flow more easily. When you jump into action without having lined up the energy, sometimes you're moving in an oblivious vibrational state, so to speak.
What about other chronic indicators, physical indicators? Just one particular I've had for several years, and it's not asthma or cancer or anything else life-threatening, but it's still, I know it's not right.
Well, when the word chronic is a really good word to focus upon, because anything that is being experienced in your physical body is nothing more, and we want to emphasize nothing more than an indication of vibrational patterns that you've got going on. So by the time something is chronically showing up in your physical experience, in the way you feel or something about your body, that's just a really strong indication that there's a chronic thought of imbalance going on. And the thing, it's interesting, we liked the way you clarified it because you wanted us all to understand that you don't see it as something that's very big, and we would like to say that a chronic, really unpleasant disease is a vibrational match to a chronic, really unpleasant thought, while a chronic, irritating symptom is an indication of a more chronic, irritating thought. In other words, everything always matches vibrationally. But we can't make a sliding scale because it's vibrationally pertinent to the individual who is vibrating. In other words, the things that you think are really important are the things that are really important in your vibrational makeup.